8:11 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Ben Scola Morning News. I do want to let you know that there is an ongoing alert about coastal flood warning right now. That is this morning, started at 6:54 and goes to 3:24 this afternoon. This is for Baldwin County, Alabama, Santa Rosa, Florida, Scambia County, Florida, and Okaloosa, Florida. And also we have wind in the area, heavy wind, 20, 25, as much as 30 to 35 mile an hour gusts in some places. So if you're crossing a bridge somewhere close to the coast and you got a box truck or a van, please be careful. Joining us now, as he does every Monday about this time, Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So the general rule is that if I'm involved in a traffic stop, I stop the car, I turn off the car, and I cooperate with the officers. That's a good plan. Not everybody follows it. you had on Thursday, you had an example of somebody didn't follow instructions. Well, is that right?
Yeah, and usually it's people who have no license or warrants or something like that. And, he decided, FHP actually initiated a traffic stop. He decided to bail out and run into the woods, which, you know, then they call for our dogs, and our dogs never miss. So eventually you're going to get caught anyway. So the best thing is if you have issues and you're being pulled over, just deal with the issue. Don't add to it, because now you've got resisting arrest and you possibly could get dogged.
Running and resisting always make it worse, not better. We know this from now. This was, I had seen some of the video. I know South Santa Rosa News had some video of some of the deputies kind of zipping through some neighborhoods in Holly. That must have been to respond to the area, not to catch him, or was it to actually in pursuit of him at the time?
No, what happens is we try to set up a perimeter as fast as we can, because if you set it up and it takes you a long time to set the perimeter up, he could outside the perimeter before, you set it up. So they try to get to their corners. They get assigned places to get to. They get there and then, of course, watch that wood line in both directions. And then we have what we call a perimeter, and then we set the dogs into the perimeter. And like I said, our dogs don't miss. So, what amazes me is the people who get out and run, I guess they're thinking they're going to get away forever. I can't grasp it. I don't understand. They're like, hey, I know somebody who ran from a traffic stop and never, ever got caught. I'm like, I don't.
You pretty much have like D.B. Cooper, and he's probably not alive.
Yeah. And he had a parachute, so
right.
It's different.
Hey, just one thing I want to let people know about is if you do see stuff like that in your neighborhood, keep your eyes open, lock your doors, and help if you can, because I know we had a guy that was, had gotten loose in our neighborhood a couple of years ago, and, my wife was basically, out, flagging down the officer, like, he went that way, know?
And we get a lot of that. We really do. Like that one where I did the press conference before the guy got shot at but missed, that was doing a home invasion. We're getting phone calls, hey, he's in my backyard, and he just went east over my privacy fence. I mean, we get that all the time, which is great. We love the citizens to help. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the other things that you showed off last week on Friday, I think, was the Honor Guard van. Interesting. Tell people what this is for.
Yeah, so we have an Honor Guard with, I believe we have 12 people currently assigned to it, and they respond not only to our officers' funerals, which we had on Saturday, unfortunately. My first chief deputy that I had passed away from cancer.
I'm so sorry.
And, Jim Spencer, we had a funeral for him Saturday, and of course the Honor Guard does everything at the funeral, takes care of the family and does all that, but we also send them away, so for like the state memorial, they go to Tallahassee for Police Week, and then sometimes we send a few of them up to Washington, D.C., especially when we have names being put on a national memorial, and they'll go to D.C. But this is for local travel. Say somebody in Jacksonville, an officer gets killed in line of duty and at the funeral, we send them to Jacksonville. It used to, they all had to take their own patrol cars and go over there. Well, now we have one van. They all get the van and they go.
Well, that's much better. Plus, when they arrive, it's really obvious who they are, and obviously for transportation, not having to put extra miles on those things. So that is all to the good for me, and it really is. I mean, quite a special service that PPD does this, Scambia Sheriff's Office does this, you guys do this. I think it's a very, very good thing. Now I know you guys also had gotten the Star Foundation kicked off. Did the Star Foundation buy the van or?
No, no. It was our van and then MRE, the Motorcycle Riders Events, or 501c3. They had it wrapped for it. They paid to get it wrapped with those graphics. So, yeah, so that was awesome. And it, when we displayed it the first time, of course, MRE was there, some of their riders, and we have a deputy that's in it. So it's a great little cooperation that we have with MRE. They're a great bunch of guys and gals that help us anytime we need it.
That's wonderful. And then that last one I kind of mentioned a moment ago, but I think your STAR Foundation, which is the nonprofit fundraising extension for the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, is now active. Is that right?
Yes, we now have our 501c3. So we are 100% nonprofit now. We're going to get the ball rolling. We're going to have some fundraisers coming up. We're going to have a skeet shoot. We're going to have a rodeo. And then we're going to also put on a golf tournament. So we're going to have those three fundraisers every year, and we're going to try to raise money. And, of course, this is to help deputies in need, but also to help the community. And hopefully the community will help us with it.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's the kind of thing where a lot of people want to donate to law enforcement, and prior to having these foundations, there's just no mechanism for them to do it, right?
Right, yeah, you just come up and say, hey, Sheriff, here's a check for $500, use it how you want. I mean, we're not set up for that.
You're right.
But now we are, actually. So with the STAR Foundation, we are set up for that now. So there is a way for the community to help.
Very. What does STAR stand for?
It doesn't stand for anything other than the star we wear on our chest.
I gotcha. All right. I didn't know, so that's why I asked.
Yeah.
Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, a pleasure, sir. Thank you for the time and the information and for doing what you do to keep us safe, sir. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Andrew. Take care.